it's me, Rob, and welcome to another episode of Games Radio. Yes, it is Games Radio now, not Game Zone. Had to change it, but I hope that's not any nonsense, nuisance to you. Unless you didn't listen to the important message that I posted, hopefully you did, but the email is still gzradiopodcast@gmail.com. But the website is games, as in game with a Z, radio.webs.com, no www. Webs are funny with having no www.s at the front and stuff like that. So just don't put www. because you won't be able to find it, because it's not, they're different websites completely. Anyway. So, before we get started, two things to tell you. First of all, the layout of the show is going to change. The news is going to go first, then a main topic instead of the spotlight game, and then game review, which game spot, as you know, and emails. Still no emails. Got some subscribers though, and that's the way the show's going to work. So, I don't think there'll be any problems with that. And if I put it on the blog as well. And oh yes, and the blog is, no www. for this either, gamesradio.blogspot.com. And I put this on the blog. If you're a musician, singer, you want to do the title song, you'll have to write the song yourself, but I'm sure you'll be able to do that. But you can play your instrument, whatever, and then do a big conference call together, as long as you let me know, and then you can do it, and then you can record your song. Or if you want to do it in your band that you already have, you can record it, give it to me, email it to me, and I'll put it on the show if you want a bit of advertisement. And I'll be going around some city in England. I can't tell you because you might guess where I live. Anyway, yeah, putting up posters, so we're gonna get some promotion, hopefully. I'm gonna travel very far to go to Norwich and put some posters up there, because there's a lot of games there, especially around the game. Anyway, Norwich, yeah, that's where I'm going. Large, where the Norfolk people are. Yeah. Anyway. Yep, that's for that. Anyway. Distraction again. So that's about it. So on to the news. First on to the DS news. There's a new Spider-Man game called Shattered Dimensions for the DS. So it's a new game for Spider-Man. Don't like Spider-Man that much. It looks a bit of a different game. It says, this website says, Shattered Dimension tells the story of several Spider-Mans, multiple web-slinging heroes appear in the game, as the game covers the amazing noir and the basic, that special Tasman, basic storyline is a special tablet has been shattered. Now, multiple Spider-Mans have to work together to save the world. Okay, so lots of Spider-Mans. There's a video. So, to get it, rent it, shop at Love Film. If you get off Love Film, it's $9.39. And it looks alright. I wouldn't buy it. I'm not personally. But if you like Spider-Man, look quite good. three Spider-Mans. Don't know how it's gonna gameplay is gonna go then, but looks quite good for those Spider-Man fans. The 3DS will be out in 2011, as you know, most people. So it's out in 2011. It was displayed at this place called Gamescom, which is in the US, like a E3 or what you call it, PAX. But it, so it was displayed there, and it's saying that it's a very good, it's a small DS. Bit weird to get at first, but once you get used to it, it's a very good console. So I don't know, I don't think I'm gonna buy it because I found my DS though. But many people have already pre-ordered them, which is a bit strange, I think. Oh, and news for DS as well. Another news. I have first-hand experience of this one. I pre-ordered the new Professor Layton game on WoW Future, and I went to my game store to find out that I went in there on the 2nd September and it's supposed to be released on the 1st, and I went in there to find out that it had been pushed back to October, I think the 22nd, so that made me pretty angry, but that's fun. Oh, this is a new Call of Duty game called Black Ops for DS. This is the latest generation. First person shooters. So it's sort of like a special ops thing. The graphics look pretty good from the pictures I'm looking at. Looks pretty violent, like shooting down planes and stuff. Sort of like radars on the bottom. Call of Duty fans may enjoy it, but if you're gonna go with Call of Duty, I'd say on the PlayStation versions and the Xboxes, I don't think it's a smart move going on the DS. Too small screens, I would say. But if you would buy it, I'm never going to buy it because I'm not allowed. I won't be allowed to buy Call of Duty's. I'm not that into shooting games, so it looks alright. If my friends got it, I'll have a go on it. So that's it for DS news. Now into PSP news. Well, it's not PSP news. It's games of the games of the month for different consoles. PlayStation 3 and Xbox 361 is Madden NFL 11. It's an American football game. Football. Deliver one of the best video game football of its generation. So I don't have any, own either one of them. I don't own that game. So, but the graphics looks like very good. So that's the game of the month for Xbox. The PC, I'm afraid to say, nothing. We got StarCraft 2 last month, and we want another great game. All the PC game industry giving you? Nothing. We got nothing. Nintendo Wii. Metroid Other M. Metroids are fun games to play. So it's on the Wii, like Prime Hunter, I like that game. I haven't got it, but I played it. They're brilliant graphics. It's a shooting game, but it's aliens, so that's fine. I do like it. And it calls them a kick butt bounty hunter. That's exactly sums up the whole game. Nintendo DS. Nothing. Nintendo is too busy building 3DS handhelds in its top secret laboratories to worry about making totally sweet DS and DSi games. We recommend buying the PSP instead. Just play Game of the Month for that system. PSP. Vicaria Chronicles 2. I do not know this one. I don't know what it's about, but it looks quite good. I don't know. PSN. I do not know what that console is. I'll have to look it up right now. But the game is PlayStation Network, that's what it is. But the PlayStation Network game is Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. The film Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is out, so they made a video game of it. The Scott Pilgrim movie may not have done so hot in theatres, but the game blew my doors off. Combining 16-bit like visuals, sort of like old school gaming visuals, it's a multiplayer game, and if you want to like do like old school gaming, this is your game on your PlayStation Network. Looks quite a good game if I had a PlayStation. The XBLA. I don't know what that is. So let's look it up. Xbox Live Arcade. So the Xbox Live Arcade game of the month is Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. It doesn't have the words Tomb Raider in the title, but Lara Croft and Guardian of Light is the best Tomb Raider game in a long time. I could not know, but because I have never played Tomb Raider, but the website says it is good. With a great look and clever puzzles, loads of fun stuff to collect. The stream maker for Lara, which you will surely feel. Developer Crystal Dynamics is really onto something here. More, please. iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. Omus. Omus is the best game you can download right for now for the iPad and on the iPhone and iPod Touch. It's easily in the top 5. It's a puzzler. You tap to propel the hungry orb through the minefields of mean orbs. The goal is the same. Consume, eat to get big. Getting big is sometimes enough to complete a stage. Sometimes you have to be big enough to swallow up a bad guy. Throw in a haunted soundtrack, ingenious stage design, and excellent controls. You have a must buy for your iPhone. Looks good game, sort of one of my games. So that's the games of the month. So now to the PS3 news. PlayStation Move. Copy of the Wii. I really do think so. And Call of Duty Black Ops is also on PS3. And there's a top 25 of PS3 games. I would not know, so I'll read the top 2 for you. So, PS3's, I look quite good, I would. My favourite game, probably on PS3, is Little Big Planet. So, number one. I cannot read because the internet is not loading. I'm sorry for that. But I'm sorry for that. So, on to Xbox 360 news. Fable 3. And it's obviously a new game for Xbox 360. There's not much information, but it's a new game, and it says it is a brilliant game. This is a brilliant game, sort of set in old times. Back in sort of old times, but it's sort of magical twist almost to it. So it should be a good game for Xbox 360 gamers, but not my kind of game, really. Right, now on to the main topic, which is online gaming. Personally, online gaming is a big part of me. I love online gaming. Here's some of my top websites and top games. So www.board.com. It is a brilliant site if you're bored. It's not just games, but lots of stuff. And Casualty is one of my favourite games on there. Tested, and I have done it. Casualty 2, I think I've played it, I can't remember, but now, the latest game on their website is Casualty 3. I have not played this one, I've just realised that it's on here. I would recommend playing the Casualty games, they're very fun. All the games on here are very good. Any game on here is good. It's a very safe site. There are shooting games, but that's okay. I like it. Stickman games, they're probably their speciality. And like escape and puzzle games. Okay. Another brilliant site, which is fog.com or freeonlinegames.com. They're brilliant games. Some of the Stickman games are a bit dodgy, but not dodgy, but not as good as board.com. But if you try like the BMX freestyle, the sport games and the skateboarding games are usually the best. And there's potty races on one of these sites, and that's good. Okay, they've had an update on the site since I've been on there. But all the games here are really good. I love online gaming because there's so much freedom of it, and they're free, and there's so much of them, and so it's so free, and there's so many games. There's probably a billion dollars. Sorry for the one. And there's driving games. I love the driving games. But another online game that you don't realise it is a massive multiplayer online game or something like that, which is Club Penguin. And I love Club Penguin, that's good. It's got loads of mini games in it. I'm on there. If anyone wants to meet up, all the details I need. But then there's Bin Weevils, which I think is a copy. My friend says, oh, it's so much better, but I think it's a copy. And Panfu.com, that is so much a copy. That's girls, completely. That's really bad. One of my friends was on there. Oh, I looked at it and I nearly threw up. It's so much of a copy. And then it's so bad as well. Recommend protesting against it. That's so bad, it's horrible. Anyway, Free Online Games is a very good site. Very. I always used to be on it. Miniclip, the home of Club Penguin, to start with. All the games on here are very funny. Conquer Antarctica is a brilliant game that's on here. Club Penguin, this is where it's born, on Miniclip. And Franga Lost City, that's a good game. So that this is a brilliant site. Monkey Deep Freeze, that's a very good game. Monkey Football Kick, something like that. Monkey Snowball as well, or something like that. And they're all really good games. They're very good. All their games are good. So, and then this is the last one, gamesfreak.net. Very good game, one of my favourite games of all times. Right here, Raze. I called it Haze the other episode, but it's actually called Raze. Brilliant game. You complete campaigns, shooting your way through with the computer. Then if you go on Quick Match, you can battle other people. I've wrecked myself very good, but I C-cleaned my computer, so it deleted all my temporary internet files and I had to restart everything. So, do not delete your temporary internet files if you're playing that. And, Doodle God, that's a good game. It's weird but good. So that's it for the main topic. I think I've covered a lot of online gaming places. The emails, I sadly haven't had any for the email. I'm trying to get our promo up, so I'm getting the site ready for Google, so hopefully I can get it on there and get more members and stuff. I'm going to get it on Bing as well. That's easy to get on Bing, and hopefully I'll get my promo up, putting posters around everywhere and getting the promo up. So, and the debate in the topic is still get R4 cards banned. They're banned from sale in Japan as well, so that's good. So that's about it for this episode. So the email is gzradiopodcast@gmail.com. Website is gamesradio.webs.com, and I'm improving the website, trying to get lots of links and stuff in. Hopefully getting it best you can. Join, please. Be a member. There won't be anything extra at the moment. It'll just be following the website and make sure you're known there. And maybe I'll give you some online credit or something. I'll try and think of something to give you for being the first to join. So that's up for grabs. First to join gets prizes of some sorts. Maybe PCD or something, I don't know. But okay, I think that's about it. That's it for me, Robert Games Radio. And have fun gaming and stay safe on the internet. Don't get your computer hacked or anything, okay? I think that's it. Bye.